The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 119, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to learn the third step in mastering basic multiplication facts using games. Now let's get started.
If your child is in third or fourth grade, you've probably heard your child talk about multiplication and the importance of learning the basic multiplication facts. Some children love to learn these facts, and others struggle and tend to give up claiming that they hate math.
I recently had a parent reach out to me because her child is now in third grade and is starting to learn about multiplication. This parent is concerned because her child struggled with addition and subtraction. As parents, teachers, or grandparents, you just want to help ease the frustration and to somehow make the math learning fun. That is exactly why we created this framework for mastering basic multiplication facts using games.
So today, we're going to talk about the third step in mastering those basic facts. If you missed steps 1 and 2, go back and listen to episodes 117 and 118. The goal for step 3 is to multiply any one-digit number by 5. Since your child probably focused on adding and subtracting in earlier grades, the concept of multiplication might be new. So we first want your child to understand the concept of multiplication and how numbers are related to each other.
Yes, number relations are key. That is exactly why we want students to first learn how to multiply any one-digit number by 10 before learning how to multiply by 5. Using number relationships, we know that 5 is exactly half of 10. So let's say a child is learning 8 times 5. If that child already knows that 8 times 10 is 80, and half of 80 is 40, then a child knows that 5 times 8 is 40. We are using the relationship of 10 and 5 because we know that 5 is just half of 10.
Jan, that just sounds so simple. And it's way more efficient than counting by 5s and thinking 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and trying to keep track of the number of 5s as you count. Although counting by 5s is a strategy for multiplying a number by 5, it's not very efficient. If a child did count by fives in their head, they would still probably need to use their fingers to keep track of the number of fives they counted. Multiplying by 10 and then finding half of that answer seems way easier.
Oh my gosh, I think it is way easier. Okay, let's give you another example. Suppose a child wants to learn 4 times 5. A child would first think about 4 times 10 as 40. And since multiplying by 5 is half of multiplying by 10, half of 40 is 20. So a child knows that 4 times 5 is 20.
And I'm sure if a child practiced that strategy, he or she would be very efficient in recalling the answer. It sure seems quicker than skip counting by 5s and trying to remember exactly how many 5s you counted.
I agree, it does. So how can your child practice a strategy of multiplying by 5? We suggest playing the Trios game, and we provide a link to this online game on our framework, which is available for free on our 10-Minute Math website. The directions for playing this game are on page 1, and the game board is on page 2. It was created on a Jamboard by Jennifer Bay Williams and Gina Kling, authors of the Math Fact Fluency book, which contains over 60 games and assessment tools to support the fact fluency. Of course, I ordered my copy of their book as soon as it was available. It's a great resource.
The authors took this paper and pencil game and created it in an online version. But you can easily make your own game board and use real dice and math chips. In fact, we might have to use the paper and pencil version as we recently received an email that Google Jamboards were going away in October 2024. I suspect something new will be there to replace it.
Yes, I was kind of sad to hear that was going away, but I'm sure something new is coming. So it's fun to play this game online because children learn to roll a die by deleting a top die image, and then they learn to drag and drop the chips to cover numbers on the game board. Using computers is an expectation now in schools as standardized tests are taken on computers, and students are expected to know how to perform these types of computer skills.
Using the computer to play a math game can be a change of pace for children and allows children to play a game without having all the game materials like the game board, scorecard, dice, and math chips.
So to play the game, player one shakes a die by clicking on the die image to reveal a new number and then multiplies that number by 5. Then player one covers the answer, or we call it the product, on the game board with their own color chip. You can only cover one number for each turn. The goal is to cover 3 numbers in a row, either horizontally, vertically, or diagonally, to form a trio. Players record 5 points for each trio on their scorecard, and the winner is the player with the most points.
On page 2 of the Jamboard, you will find the die image, 2 scorecards, and 2 different colored chips. Players can just click on the pen on the Jamboard to record their score on their own scorecard after each turn. Players decide which color chip they want to use and then try to find the product to cover making 3 in a row. If you'd like to like the link to this trios game, head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com and find the free download for 10 steps to mastering basic multiplication facts using games. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.